welcome to Studio 5.
Thank you.
A lot of people are talking about you these days.
There is a lot of talk. It's nice to see the conversation kicked up to the level that it is here in Jacksonville. It's a big city, and I think that it's very ready for street art. It's accepted the street art that it's gotten very, very well. And it's time to just kick the doors open. It'll attract more young people to the city. It'll attract more people into the city.
Is that what motivated you to do this, to start painting these works on utility boxes and other places around town in the style of the late Keith Haring?
No, that's not the real motivation. I mean, that's part of the motivation, you know. I had actually approached several times people with the city, you know, talking about these boxes and what the deal was. And it was just, I think it was going to be okay, but it was just well off in the future. You know, they had had meetings about it. And, you know, a lot of times in this city, you know, you just kind of do things and ask forgiveness later. So I painted a bunch of beautiful paintings, and now I'm kind of asking forgiveness.
Who are you begging for forgiveness? Because the latest we heard was that the man was coming after you, Keith Haring's ghost. Where do things stand now?
As of Friday, my understanding is that they are still wanting me badly.
The police?
The police.
And what would they charge you with if you are arrested for tagging all of these spots?
At this point, I'm not really sure. I think that most of the city departments have decided to not charge me and to kind of work through the program and, you know, work with me, work with other people in the city, and to, you know, take this discussion up right now. So I think it's, you know, it really comes down to this graffiti abatement squad that the JSO has. It's 3 full-time police officers. They go out, they collect evidence, then they take it to property owners and ask them to press charges, and then they go hunt down the kids who did it.
And so you might face, would it be a misdemeanor charge of defacing public property?
My understanding is it's a felony.
Are you scared?
I'm not scared. It's just more of a hassle than anything, you know? But at the same time, it also sheds a lot of light on why this city has kind of a bad reputation with regard to art.
What do you mean?
That these guys can't tell the difference between street art and, like, graffiti. You know, they're going out and taking it down.
What motivated... Now, originally, you were motivated to start doing this after the Zimmerman trial ended, and you were unhappy with the verdict. That was the initial...
Yeah, it started with the Equal Rights Law of not passing in
Jacksonville. Human Rights Ordinance.
The Human Rights Ordinance. And... I really couldn't believe it. I didn't think that was going to happen, you know. I was kind of blown away. And right on the heels of that came the Zimmerman verdict, and then the president coming out a couple of days later and talking about race. And, you know, I'm a Christian, but what I've tried to do is stick to Keith's philosophy 100%, you know. Not to say that Christians don't believe in equal rights for all humans. I think they do. I mean, that's part of the reason I think I'm so upset about it all, you know, is I guess it's upsetting, you know, to live in a city where someone, because of, you know, who they love, can be discriminated against at their job. It's pretty weird.
So the initial motivation was it was a form of protest. But now your art has taken on, I think it's taken on a new narrative.
Well, it was a form of protest, but, you know, it's like I live in these neighborhoods, too, and I see these boxes every day. They're not well kept. They're covered with sticker bits or grinded down metal, lots of different layers of different colors of gray spray paint over graffiti, and they really look terrible. And so that's why I chose those. I mean, they're there. They're right in everyone's face. And they look terrible. And on that same note, I tried to choose designs that Keith had done that not only really emphasized equal rights, but also emphasized just love and peace, and they would be well accepted by everyone, really.
Why did you choose Keith Haring? Why not start painting and putting up street art in your own style? Why the style of Keith Haring?
Keith Haring's style, like he talks about it being a language, and I think it is a language that people readily recognize right when they look at it. You know, it's very tailored to the masses. It's been around for a long time. Though Keith's been dead for 23 years, it's never totally left the scene, but there's very little of it left for public consumption, you know, unless you go and you spend a lot of money to go into these museums around the world. You're not going to see much of it on the street. There's a few pieces, but not many, and they're very rare. You know, New York, Spain, you know, it's like, it's not easy to go see.